And let's go next to Africa, where the incumbent president of Congo has won a runoff. His opponent's supporters are threatening violence, and that's not a threat to take lightly in a country where a civil war killed millions in recent years. The rival fighters already have battled over preliminary election results, and civilians are again in the crossfire. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin looks at a day in the life of one resident of the capital, Kinshasa.
Est déclaré élu président de la République démocratique du Congo, Monsieur Kabila Kabange Joseph.
The head of Congo's Independent Electoral Commission, Apollinaire Malumalu, proclaiming Joseph Kabila the newly elected president last night. The Supreme Court has yet to endorse the provisional results, but they've already been rejected by the coalition backing the losing candidate, Jean-Pierre Bemba. His supporters say they will challenge the vote by any means possible. Both Kabila and Bemba were rebel leaders, and both retain private security forces here in Kinshasa. Less than a week ago, Kinshasa's main tree-lined boulevard erupted in violence. Automatic weapons fire and mortar rounds echoed around the city as Kabila's and Bemba's forces clashed in Congo's riverside capital. Gunfire is a sound homemaker Mami Osumbu and her daughters never want to hear again. Another burst of gunfire, closer this time, and a Uruguayan UN peacekeeper shouts, "Down! Get down!" as more civilians squeeze behind a wall of sandbags and a noisy armored personnel carrier. Moments earlier, the same soldier dashed out onto the boulevard to rescue Osumbu, who was weeping, and four terrified children in blue and white school uniforms, eyes wide with fright. Shaking with fear, 37-year-old Mami Osumbu could barely speak at first. She'd heard the gunfire and rushed to the school to find the children. Then they got caught up in the crossfire. Crouching and crying, she implored Congo's leaders for peace.
Mama, nous voulons la paix. Nous voulons seulement la paix.
Osumbu and her daughters, 11-year-old Tabita and Zephora, who's 10, have moved way out of town to her mother's from their own dingy, one-roomed home. Pointing towards the boulevard, she says it's too close to Jean-Pierre Bemba's armed fighters guarding his swanky residence. Before she's prepared to move back downtown, Osumbu wants assurances there'll be no more violence. A tough call, says the head of the 17,000-strong United Nations peacekeeping force in the Democratic Republic of Congo, William Lacey Swing.
Obviously, there's no 100% security, but we have deployed where we think the likely trouble spots might be. I think the most encouraging thing is the Congolese people themselves, because the vast majority of people are tired of war, they're tired of violence, they want peace.
That's a hope Osumbu and her kids are holding on to, but she's still scared. It's almost 2 p.m., and now they need to head back out of town before rush hour. The girls look nervous and unsettled, unsmiling.
La vie est dure. La vie est dure.
You know, life in Kinshasa was always tough. You had to think of different ways to make ends meet, to pay the school fees and feed the kids. But it's even tougher now.
President Joseph Kabila has appealed for calm and national unity in Congo, a country desperate to jettison its mantle of war and dictatorship. But Jean-Pierre Bemba's supporters, like these young men, are angry, very angry. They say their candidate has been cheated of victory, and they're prepared to take up arms to defend him. That's the sort of belligerent talk that worries Mami Osumbu and many other Congolese here in Kinshasa.
What we need is unity. Unity is what matters.
And on that note, clutching her daughter's hands at the busy and noisy bus station, Mami Osumbu hunts for seats in a dilapidated vehicle for the long ride to her mother's home. Ophébia Quist-Arctin, NPR News, Kinshasa.